You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are you warm enough, Mum?
Yes, thank you, dear.
Oh, at least it isn't raining.
It's wonderful to see how many people have turned out on such a cold day.
It's an important occasion for a lot of people.
Yes. We should go on remembering those who fought and those who died.
Yes, yes, indeed we should.
Here am I, the age I am, and all those young people died. Oh, what a waste.
Age shall not weary them.
I must be among the last who remember the faces of the young men going off to the last war.
Yes. And so many young lives are still being lost in conflicts across the world. You know, sometimes I can hardly bear to watch the news.
What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God? We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace.
More veg, Mum?
No, I'm all right, thank you, dear.
Shula, could you pass the gravy? Thank you.
Have some more potatoes.
I've got plenty for now, thanks.
Alistair?
No, I'm all right too, thanks.
So, was it a good service?
Yes, very moving.
Good.
Alan's marvellous, really he is. He preached about remembering in sadness, living in hope, and working for justice and peace.
Perfect. Alistair, would you like some more of the lamb?
No, thanks.
This looks lovely, Shula. Thank you.
Good. Well, please, do start.
We will.
Sorry, I'll have to get this. Alistair Lloyd speaking.
I'll put his plate in the oven. Oh, perhaps I should wait to find out if he's being called out.
Shula.
You know I'm hosting an Improve Your Relationship with Your Horse Day next Sunday.
Yes, I do.
It's already booked up. I'm about to start a reserve list.
Good. Shula.
Yes?
What's the matter?
Nothing. Are you sure you won't have any more lamb?
No, come on.
What?
You look awful. And you missed the service this morning.
I couldn't face
it. Darling.
I just thought it might all be a bit much.
I can see how on edge you are. Has something happened?
Alistair and I had a row. And he's given me... Well, it's an ultimatum, really.
Oh?
He's asked me, well, more or less told me, to tell Darrell to leave.
I see.
I've got a couple of days' grace. Otherwise, he'll tell Darrell himself.
Oh, dear.
And it has to come from me. That's only right. But I'm dreading it.
Oh, darling.
What's going to happen to him?
You know, you shouldn't feel bad about it. Really, you shouldn't. You've done so much for him.
Not enough.
But much more than anyone else would have done. You've given him a roof, food, drink. You've helped him with his benefits. Yeah,
well, that's another thing. Suppose they turn him down this time.
Well, I'm sure they won't. But that wouldn't be your fault.
Oh, it's such an uphill struggle.
Because he needs professional help.
Yes.
There's only so much a layperson can do for someone in Darrell's situation. So enough is enough. You know what you have to do.
Yes, I know.
And to keep putting it off won't do any of you any good.
Oh, good boy, Baz, good boy.
Good boy, good dog.
That's the way, George. Give him plenty of praise.
I know that's how he learns.
That's it. Right, come here, boy. Let's get you on your lead. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Dad?
What?
Mia and Poppy coming with us?
No, not today.
What about Jake?
Nope, just you and me this afternoon.
Great.
Training Baz. It's a job for us.
Who are you ringing?
Alan.
Why?
I just wanted a bit of advice.
I thought you and Jill had talked.
Yes, we did.
Well then.
I just wanted a sounding board, that's all.
I don't know what you think Alan's going to contribute to this.
All I want to do is ask him how best to break the news to Daryl.
Uh-huh.
And how he thinks I can best help Daryl once he's moved on.
Right. I'll leave you to it.
Hi, Shula.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry to bother you.
That's no bother. How are you?
It's about Daryl.
Yeah, I thought it might be. How can I help?
I just wanted... Alistair and I... Oh,
okay, look, I'll tell you what. Let's not do this on the phone. I'll come over, shall I? And then perhaps I can talk to you both.
But will you have time?
I'll make time.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
What a shame it was too cold for us to take Jack out into the garden.
Yes.
He still enjoys putting the bird seed out, doesn't he? And watching the birds.
Yes, he does.
Should Lily and I pick you up about 3-ish on Wednesday for your birthday?
Oh, perfect.
And we thought perhaps Grey Gables for afternoon tea.
That would be lovely.
Brian still hasn't got a clue what I'm planning for his birthday, you know.
Well, you must make sure Rory doesn't say anything.
Oh, yes. I'll remind him tonight when he rings.
At least you know Brian will enjoy his surprise.
Yes. I thought Mauritius was a safe bet. He'll love it.
Of course he will.
Though, actually, Mum, he's appalled about it all.
Why?
I'm banned from telling anyone how old he actually is.
Oh, good grief. Tell him to wait until he's my age. Oh. As far as I'm concerned, Brian is quite a spring chicken.
Right, I see.
I think we're probably wasting your time.
Oh, no, it's not a waste of my time if I can help in any way.
And he's taken the time and trouble to come.
Yeah, of course, we're very grateful for that, but I'm sure we can guess what you're going to say.
Alistair.
Well, I'll say it anyway, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
I'll give you my tuppence worth, and then obviously it's up to you.
Yes, right, fine.
Okay, right. Firstly, I think you need to stand shoulder to shoulder on this one, because it would be disastrous if it came between you.
Well, I can agree on that, at least.
You've done a terrific job so far.
Well, it doesn't feel like it.
But I think you both need to make this a turning point for Daryl.
Do you?
And use it, and try and push him in a helpful direction.
Easier said than done.
Granted, yeah. But there are one or two things, practical things, that you can start doing, which would help, I think.
Such as?
Well, you could get in touch with the council, maybe.
Will they talk to me?
Well, it's not unusual in this kind of situation for family or friends to make inquiries.
What would I be inquiring about?
Well, if, fingers crossed, he gets his job seeker's allowance reinstated, you could find out what exactly his options are in terms of housing.
That would be a start.
Yeah, I suppose I could do that.
And when do you think he'll hear, do you know?
He was hoping to get a letter yesterday.
Good. Well, once that's been established, then it wouldn't be you pushing him out into the cold, would it? You'd be helping him on to his next stage.
Sounds reasonable.
Yes. If he does get some money, and if the council do offer him a reasonable alternative to living here.
Oh, yeah, of course, but there's no harm in making inquiries and explaining to him what you're doing. The best thing you can do for him is to help him move on with his life.
Oh, you're making it all sound very simple.
Oh, no, Shula. Nothing about this is easy. Of course, the other thing that really needs sorting...
Yes.
Well, what he really needs is medication, isn't it? To lift him out of his depression.
I know.
It must have been a real blow to you when you realised he never even got through the door to see the doctor.
And she's tried over and over again to get him there. He flatly refuses.
Yes, he does. I don't know what else I can do.
all bad.
It's all right.
He's never going to do it for me.
Well, let's try him with the trainer. Right, now make him sit.
Sit. Sit. Good boy.
Okay. Right, now keep stroking him. Right, and take hold just under his muzzle.
Like this?
Yeah, that's it. Right, now we'll gently open his mouth and put the trainer in. Yeah, no, don't force it. There we go.
Good dog, Baz. Good boy.
Right, now keep stroking him. Gently hold his mouth closed round the trainer.
Good boy. Good boy, Baz.
That's it. Right, and when you want him to give you the trainer, give him the command and hold out your other hand.
Good dog. Dead. Dead. Good boy. He did it, Dad.
Well done. Good boy, Baz. And well done you, George.
Yay! Okay, now let me do it again.
Alistair?
In here, in the surgery.
Daniel's just run.
Oh, how is he?
He's on his way home.
What?
He's trying to get a standby ticket so he can fly home this week.
Gosh.
He said he wants to be home for his birthday if he can.
Oh, that gives him a few days. It's bound to be a seat available before Thursday.
Yes.
So, now we have to move on the Darryl situation.
Yes, we do.
It's tough love, or being cruel to be kind, or however you want to put it, but Alan's right.
He's right about Darryl, and he's right about us, I know.
All this pussyfooting round Darryl isn't doing him any favours. It's just leading to him being increasingly dependent on us, on you.
Everything I've done has been to get him to where he can sort himself and his life out on his own. That's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, of course, but it hasn't worked, has it? Face facts, Shula.
No, the facts are that if we kick him out straight away without putting some kind of structure in place for him, he'll just go straight back to sleeping rough. Alistair, listen to me. If that happens, what little progress I have been able to make, well, it'll just go by the wayside. And there'll be no chance of getting him any medical help.
So you're actually saying Darryl isn't going anywhere?
Oh, I know you're right. I know you are. But I can't kick him out. Not yet. He's just too vulnerable.
Right. Well, Daniel's on his way home. He could arrive any time this week, so you tell me what the hell we're going to do.
Oh, the place was heaving, Helen. Honestly, is everybody in the county redecorating their house for Christmas?
So did you and Tom choose one in the end?
Well, we looked at all of them online before we went, you know, to narrow it down a bit. But we ended up trying practically every bed in the store. Anyway, by the time we'd picked the one we wanted and queued up to pay, it was almost closing time. And the car park was total chaos.
I've been there myself on a Sunday, Kirsty. I know what it's like.
I did try to ring you after dinner.
Oh, I would have been giving Henry a bath and putting him to bed.
That's what I thought.
And afterwards, Mum got me a glass of wine and somehow I got sucked into watching TV with her for an hour.
Oh, right.
Well, then it was too late to ring you back.
Oh, never mind. You can tell me now.
No, it's nothing urgent.
Go on.
No, it's not important.
Helen.
I was just thinking over what happened at the Bull last week.
I knew it would be that.
What did you make of Jess? Honestly.
Well,
go on.
Actually, I thought she was nice. You know, I didn't think she was a fake or putting on some loving wife act. She seemed really genuine. Really lovely.
Yeah, she did.
Helen?
And I really, really didn't want her to be.
There's a letter for you, Darryl.
Oh.
There you are.
Oh. Oh. It's from the job centre people.
Well, I thought it might be.
Oh, great. It says I can start signing on again from next week.
Good.
Oh, and I get my money the week after.
That's very good news.
Oh, that's a relief.
It is.
It's down to you, really. Helping me sort it all out. Making me go.
Well, it wasn't a problem.
Well, anyway, thank you.
Darryl...
Yeah?
Come and sit down, would you? There's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh.
There's fresh tea in the pot. Would you like some?
Thanks. What is it?
Sit down, please. Last night,
I got a phone call from my son, Daniel.
Is he all right?
Yes, yes, he's fine, thanks. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
The thing is, Darrell, Daniel's coming back from America.
When?
Sometime this week, we hope. I'm still waiting to hear exactly when, but, well, once Alistair and I heard he was on his way, we decided that, well, perhaps it might be a good time for you to move on.
Move on? Me?
Don't worry.
Well, I can go tonight if you want me to, or today.
No, 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 of course we don't want you out straight away.
I don't mind. I've already outstayed my welcome, haven't I?
Darrell, we won't let you go back to Sleeping Rough.
But I haven't got anywhere to move on to.
Which is why Alistair's been in touch with the council this morning.
Ilona won't have me back.
According to the council, you have two options. A hostel place or renting a small flat.
And I can't really ask any of my workmates to put me up.
Listen to me, Darrell. We're not saying you should. We'll help find you somewhere to rent if you prefer to do that. Darrell?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. It's just I haven't seen any of them in ages.
No, no, I know.
I mean, that's why I end up here with you, isn't it?
Yes. Now, look. If you do decide to rent, you won't need a deposit. The council will give the landlord what they call a deposit bond. It's instead of money.
Well, I'll have some money. I've got my JSA, you know. Did I show you the letter?
Yes, yes, which is great. And you'll be eligible for housing benefit.
Aye? Housing benefit?
Yes. I'll help you apply.
Oh, and you've been a great help, Shula. Really.
Yes,
I... You have. I don't know where I'd have ended up if it hadn't have been for you.
No, 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 don't worry about any of that. We'll keep in regular contact with you and we'll go on helping you in any way we can. I promise you.
Like I said, thank you. I mean it.
There's no rush with any of this. I know you'll need some time to think it all over.
So I can take my time then?
Yes, of course. It's a big step.
Big step?
Yes. So just let us know as soon as you've decided. Then Alistair and I will get the ball rolling.
Tom!
Hi, gorgeous.
Oh, I was expecting Pat.
Oh, well, I hope you're not disappointed. Mum and Clary are frantic with the ice cream for the Underwoods Christmas order.
I'll put these in the chiller.
Oh, thanks. How's it going?
Fine. A bit quiet.
Huh, make the most of it.
I'm going to. I thought I'd put a few Christmas decorations up.
Good idea.
Oh, I'll buy some new ones for the house too. It's going to look amazing. You wait.
Okay.
Linda came in earlier. Robert's going to play Friar Tuck.
Never?
Yeah.
He agreed, just like that?
No, apparently he doesn't know about it yet.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hiya. Right, I'd better get back to Sawyer's, or Morris will sulk for the rest of the morning.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, it's so nice to see you two together.
So, who's that on the phone?
Ian.
Oh, yeah?
He wanted to know if I fancied a night out on Friday. He's got the day off.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't know if I can be bothered.
Do it. Get your glad rags and some slap on and make a night of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, as soon as you get dressed up, you'll feel better.
I'm not sure.
You will. In fact, now I come to think of it, when did you stop wearing makeup?
I haven't.
You look tired. You know, if you just put a bit of concealer under your eyes, you can borrow mine.
No, I'm fine with just my mascara.
But you definitely used to wear a bit more than that.
Rob always said he preferred a woman to look more natural.
Rob said?
Yeah.
Helen?
What?
Since when did you take style advice from a bloke?
I'm not. I just think he's right. It does look better.
You've known the guy for all of 2 minutes, and he's telling you how you should look.
What, you've never suggested to Tom that he change something he does?
Well...
Or he's never asked you to do something differently?
Well, yeah, but...
What?
Not something like that.
Like what?
It just seems... I don't know... wrong.
I think we should drop the subject.
It's not like you.
Just leave it.
What about filling the water buckets or the hay nets?
Thanks, Daryl, but the girls had finished all that by 8:30.
I could help with the mucking out.
It's done.
Or grooming?
We do all those jobs first thing. It's nearly lunchtime now.
Isn't there anything I can do for you?
Nothing I can think of at the moment, but thank you anyway.
Oh, OK. I'll go up and tidy my room then.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Actually, not too bad.
You do sound a bit more cheerful. How did Daryl take it?
Better than I thought he would.
Oh, well, good.
And I've just had a text from Daniel. He's managed to get a ticket for a flight that gets in on Thursday afternoon.
Oh, wonderful.
I can't wait.
I bet.
Listen, I don't suppose you've got an hour to spare, have you?
What, this afternoon?
My 2 o'clock cancelled a lesson. What about you and Maisie meeting me on the riding course? I could do with blowing the cobwebs away, and Topper could do with the exercise.
Yes, why not?
So I just couldn't bring myself to pay 25 quid for 4 glittery stars, even though they were beautiful.
Well, if you wait till Sunday, we could go to the garden centre.
That's a good idea. I'll have a look in the market too on Friday, if I get a chance.
And we are having a real tree, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that pine smell when you come downstairs on Christmas morning.
I remember.
Do you?
Of course. I've got lots of bits of information about you stored in my brain. Things you like, how you look.
Really?
Haven't you about me?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, nothing.
You sure?
Yeah. I was just reading over my Robin Hood script earlier.
Yeah, and?
Oh, there's some really flirty, lovey-dovey stuff between Robin and Marian.
Oh, yeah?
More than I thought. I don't think I can do it, you know.
You're not thinking of backing out just because of Rob Titchener.
Well, don't you feel weird about it?
A bit. But why should we let him push us out?
Yeah, I'd hate to let Linda down.
If a cast start dropping out, what hope is she of persuading poor old Robert to be in it?
Good point.
And I'll be there every night, after all, backstage.
I'm going to have to pretend he's you, aren't I?
Yep.
Difficult. Mm. So did Morris sulk this morning?
Nah, I know how to get round him. We're like an old married couple.
Oh, this'll be Helen. Wondering where I've got to. Oh.
Not Helen.
It's Linda about tomorrow's rehearsal.
I'm telling you, you can do it.
Well, maybe I won't have to.
Why?
Not this week, anyway. She's rehearsing the Merry Men tomorrow and the Women on Wednesday. Yes!
Oh, well done. Enjoyed that, didn't you?
Sailed over those jumps, eh, Topper?
Oh, that was brilliant. Thanks, Sheila.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Now, you said you had an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Through the Millennium Wood and round the bridle path?
Good idea. Walk on, Topper.
Walk on. Have there been many takers for the course next Sunday?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, it's sold out pretty much straight away, as soon as I advertised it on the website.
Excellent. Oh, I wish I could have done it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be booking him again if it goes as well as I think it will.
Well, let me know well in advance.
Yeah, I will.
And I hear you're doing Neil's sponsored peal for the Church Organ Fund.
Yes. Oh, and Lily volunteered.
Oh, brave girl.
So I thought I'd better ring her up and tell her what exactly is involved.
Well, it'll take forever, I should imagine.
Yeah, about 3 hours. But that's the least of it. If we mess it up at any time, we can't just pick it up from where it went wrong.
You'd have to start from the beginning.
Afraid so.
Oh, dear.
And no popping off to the loo or letting go to wipe your nose.
Oh, my goodness.
I told her, if your nose starts to run, you'll have to wipe it quickly on your sleeve.
And was she put off then?
Not a bit of it. Though Elizabeth's determined she should have a few days to think about it.
Sort of cooling off period.
Absolutely. Anyway, how are things with you and Oliver?
Well, we've had a couple of very good applications in already for the deputy manager's job. Kathy's applied too, of course.
Oh, good. All sounds hopeful.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to put this whole sorry episode behind you.
Mm,
Well, not entirely.
No?
My biggest regret is Joe.
Oh, he's on the mend, though, surely.
Yeah, I think so, but everything's so sour between me and the Grandys now. I'm not sure we'll ever repair it.
I'll be with you in a second, Eddie.
No rush.
I thought I'd make room for some selection boxes while it was quiet.
Amazing how it comes round, isn't it?
Some of the shops in Borchester are already playing Carol.
Yeah. Oh, talking of Christmas, I've come to ask if you can put these up for me.
I should think so. They're only A4 size, aren't they?
Great. Tar.
That's right.
If you could put this one in the window.
Yeah?
And this one with the little tear-off mobile numbers somewhere where it can be reached.
Of course.
Oh, much appreciated.
Oh, they're for your turkeys.
Yeah.
Just leave them with me.
You've sometimes had one of ours, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
So if you could maybe give a bit of a personal recommendation, like, if you see somebody looking at the poster.
I'll see what I can do.
It's looking like a bit of an uphill struggle this year.
No, it's early days yet.
Yeah.
And how's the family?
Oh, growing. Here. You see?
My goodness, is that Poppy? I haven't seen her for a couple of weeks.
It is.
Hasn't she come on?
I made her smile yesterday singing to her. Look. This one. Didn't quite manage to catch it. It was definitely a smile. Clary said it was wind. Nick's talking about organising her Christmas.
Is she?
She's going to have a word with Alan, see if she can set a date.
If I were you, I'd get those photos printed off, in case something happens to your phone.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what Clary said.
You should listen to her.
I'll put it on my to-do list. Hey, since I'm here, I might as well have one of them packets of lemon puffs.
Yes, of course.
Me dad loves them.
I haven't eaten one of these for years.
Oh, me neither. Oh, how's Darryl doing over at the stables? Only we ain't seen him in the bull for a bit.
No. Well, I don't think he's had the money, has he?
Any one of us would stand him a pint, he knows that.
To be honest, Eddie, I don't think it's a very good idea applying a man in his situation with drink.
Oh, I only meant one. I'm not saying get him drunk.
Yes, well, drink is the last thing he needs. A permanent place to stay and some work would be far more help.
Oh, I know, yeah. Oh, Shula's been fantastic. Me and Clary were only saying so the other day. Real lifesaver.
Yeah.
Go on. Back.
Josh, has it got a flash on it, this camera?
Tap on the icon, bottom right.
Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah, I've got it. OK. Right. OK.
Can you do a couple like this and maybe a couple with the phone horizontal so we can get a wide shot?
Yep. Good thinking.
What are you two up to? It's all right for some.
What? This is vital business.
Yeah.
This is the steer I think we should enter for the Prime Stock Show.
And I'm afraid that I have picked out what I think is a superior animal.
Oh, dear. A difference of opinion, then?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Dad to take some photos and a video of me walking around the yard. I'm posting them on my blog.
I didn't know you were writing a blog.
It's all about how to halt a train and show a cow. I did a bit when I was helping Freddie out in the summer.
Oh, you'll have to email me the link.
Okay.
Get you two.
Your dad's only just caught up with the calculator.
Oi! When you've both quite finished.
Anyway, if I post them online, Pip can have a good look and tell me what she thinks.
Well, let's see what you've got so far.
Okay. How do you do this?
It'll be quicker if I do it. You hold the halter.
All right. There you go. It is his phone, after all.
Okay. Here, look, just swipe from right to left.
Oh, no. Not bad.
They're good enough for Pip to see what he's like. I'm going to go and upload them now.
And change out of your uniform.
Sorry, the light was going. I wanted to take the photos before it went dark.
Okay.
And then I promised Gran I'd go over to Glebe.
Oh, what for?
She just asked me to do something for her.
Did you get new batteries for your bike lamp?
Yeah, don't worry.
Right, I better make a start on milking.
Okay. And I'll take Castor back up to Oaky Bank.
Castor?
Mm-hmm.
As in oil?
No, as in Castor and Pollux. This one and his twin.
What? Where did Josh get that one from?
Well, reading between the lines, there's a very attractive sixth former who gets on the school bus at Hollerton. I think it was her idea.
Ah. What if Pip sides with Josh and picks Castor?
Yes, she might.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm glad Josh is so passionate about it. But shouldn't we go with the steer you've already chosen? You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think so?
It might be a good opportunity to show them both that I trust their judgment.
True?
Hmm. Give them a chance to prove themselves.
Oh, come on. You know you want to win.
Ah, there you are, Reedy.
Oh, hello, Dad. Right, let me just build up the fire a bit, eh? There.
Hey, hey, look what's come in the post.
Oh.
Yeah, clap your eyes on that check, will you?
Let's have a look.
So, what do you reckon, eh?
Yeah. Let's have a look at the letter, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's up?
Blimey. 600 quid they've knocked off. Just for sitting in some office dictating letters.
Well, what did I tell you? If we'd asked for more and got it, they'd have had an even bigger bit and all.
And here's me, slogging me guts out, trying to flog the turkeys. Oh, flaming heck.
Well. Won't do no good to dwell on that.
No.
2,400's a fair whack. And it's more than we thought I'd end up with.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I ain't done so bad.
Nah, if you think so.
I do.
Oh, Jill Archer was asking after you.
Ah, that's kind of her.
Asking how your hand was.
I done a fair bit of practice today at putting me finger and thumb together.
Oh, that's good.
I kept getting that check out its envelope and counting the notes.
So, what are you going to spend it on?
Oh, I ain't spending it.
Eh?
No fear.
But I thought, well, what with Christmas coming up?
Oh, no. That's going straight in me post office savings, that is. Till I thought there's something really good to do with it.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks, Gran. Wow, look at that.
Angel cake.
Oh, thanks, I'm starving.
What was so funny?
Hang on, I'll rewind a bit. It's when Dad was flying his model aeroplane, the one he got for Christmas a few years ago.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Jim's done a great job.
Oh, dear.
He really thinks he's doing well, see? And then...
Oh, gracious!
Look at Pip's face. He couldn't have done that any better if he'd practiced. Oh, Dad and Mum are going to love this, Gran.
I hope so. And thank goodness we managed to rescue one of Shula's videos.
Oh, yeah, after they got cider all over them.
Dreadful.
Anyway, this is great, don't you think?
I think my memory's playing tricks.
Why?
I'm sure it was sunny that day.
Yeah, it was.
It doesn't look it.
It does to me.
Hmm.
I mean, look how well-defined the shadows are.
I wonder if Jim's toned the colours down somehow.
I don't think so.
The sky doesn't look very blue either, does it?
You're worrying about nothing, Gran.
Am I?
I think Jim's done a great job so far. It all looks fine to me.
Oh, you'd better put your pipe out, Dad. Clary will be home soon. She'll be wanting to dish up.
I got a few more minutes. She said she was calling on Nick on her way home.
Right, you are.
When she gets that babby in her arms, she don't never want to put her down.
No, don't blame her. She's a little beauty, his puppy.
I ain't denying that.
Hey, I've spotted some good ollie over at Grange Farm.
Ah.
I took a bit of a detour on the way back from market so I could get up close and have a proper look.
Yeah, well, put another of them logs on the fire, eh?
There's loads of berries.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real bumper crop this season. Mistletoe and all. All there for the taking.
You'll have plenty for your market stall, then.
Yeah, I will. Dad, Why don't you come out with me, eh? Some of the bushes ain't that far from the road.
No, no, no.
You wouldn't have to walk far.
No, I don't think I'd bother.
You could stop in the van then, eh? Keep a lookout.
No, it is too much like hard work.
Dad, are you sure?
Yes, I'd much rather stay here. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I'm back. Just thought I'd let you know.
Is that called for is tea ready?
It might be.
How's your gran?
Yeah, fine.
What did she want you for?
Oh, she had a couple of light bulbs needed changing.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, it was.
Well, we're about done. I'll check the casserole.
Great. Hang on. It's from Pip. Oh, she says it should be Castor for the Prime Stock show.
Does she now?
So...
Ruth?
Whatever you decide is okay with me. Don't be too long, you two.
All right.
So, what do you think?
Well, I think we should go with Castor.
Ah, oh, cool. Cheers, Dad.
And we'll see what the judges think.
Right. I've got just over 2 weeks. I can do some halter training with him every night after school, in the new barn.
OK.
Will you give me a hand?
Yeah, of course I will. If you'll give me one.
What?
I need to borrow your laptop when you're not using it for your homework.
OK. Why?
Well, don't say anything, but I'm looking for the perfect destination for a weekend break for me and your mum.
Oh, OK. Are you going away then?
It's going to be my silver wedding present to her.
Oh, nice one, Dad.
Thanks. But keep it to yourself for now, right?
Ah, oh, that's why you want my laptop, is it?
Yeah, so she can't track me down on the office computer.
OK. I can give you a hand if you like.
Well, yeah, if you've got time.
I'll make time.
Oh, thanks.
I'll be so much quicker than you, right? And I can think of loads of places she might like.
Oh, good. Because it has to be somewhere really special.
More coffee for you, darling.
Oh, no thanks, no. I'd better make a move soon.
Well, me too. Got to get Mum organised.
Yes.
Tom and Kirsty are dropping in on her too, apparently.
Oh, that's nice.
Where are you meeting this afternoon?
Oh, it's only at the golf club, but I've got some figures I want to print off to take with me.
Oh, would you do me a favour and call in at Brookfield?
Of course, why?
Oh, well, I tried to email our Christmas beef order earlier.
Oh, please don't say the broadband's playing up.
Well, it could be my account. It looks like the message is going, but then it's not showing up in the sent box.
Well, jot the order down, then I'll drop it off. I can't wait to see Martin Gibson's face this afternoon.
Oh, why's that?
Two words, darling. Barrow Farm. I want to see him struggle to find something to complain about. And then his frustration when he can't.
Well, I thought you were looking smug.
Well, with good reason. Rob and his team are really hitting their stride now. And this time next month, the herd will be 1,000 heads strong.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
And with world markets pulling prices up, as I predicted, things are looking very good indeed.
Well done you, darling.
Oh, thank you.
And well done Rob, too.
Indeed, yeah. Now, I've been very impressed with him recently.
Have you?
Yes, I mean, since he came back to work after his father-in-law's funeral, there's been a renewed sense of purpose about him.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes, yeah, very reassuring.
But you weren't worried about him, were you?
I wouldn't say I was worried, no. It was a bit unsettling when he disappeared back to Hampshire.
Well, he did need to go and help his wife.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. A man can't settle properly with his wife living so far away.
Well, I'm quite looking forward to her moving up here. I think she's lovely.
Yes, charming. And she seems very keen to get involved in village life.
Yes, she does. I'm so glad.
She's already pushing her husband in that direction.
Yes, and Linda's thrilled he's agreed to be Robin Hood.
I'll bet. Eye candy for the ladies or what?
Oh, Brian.
Well, he's bound to be a big draw, isn't he? Right.
Anyway, next time you see Rob, ask him when Jess is planning to come to Ambridge again.
Righto.
I want to invite him to dinner as soon as he can arrange it.
Ah.
I've asked Robert to play the part of Friar Tuck.
Not backstage, then?
Well, as always, Ruth, I have an embarrassment of riches in the backstage department.
Have a lot of people signed up, then?
Yes. Especially the men.
And isn't that a good thing?
No. Well, yes, of course it is, but what I need is more male bodies on stage.
We've got a show of our own coming up.
Have you?
The Prime Stock Show.
Oh, of course.
And this year, Josh has chosen our entry, with Pip's backup.
Oh, very good. And will he be showing the cow?
Steer. He'd love to, but he can't take the time off school. It's his GCSE year.
Ah, well, he's got plenty of time ahead of him.
Well, that's what I told him.
Which cannot be said of my casting problems, alas.
It's a while since we've seen Robert on stage.
Well, he was in our last Robin Hood, of course.
Was he?
Oh, yes. Alan a Dale. No, I must admit, this time round he hasn't really leapt at the chance.
Oh, well, as long as he said yeah.
Not quite.
He's still thinking about it?
Well, his immediate answer was a resounding no.
Oh.
And I'm sure I just caught him on an off day.
Is there no one else you can think of to ask?
Oh, don't worry, Ruth. I haven't given up on my husband.
But I thought...
Heavens, no, no, no. No, I just need to give my next approach some careful thought.
Just a splash, Gran. Thanks. Bellinghams are playing the game anyway. The Christmas products are already selling well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Ah, there you are, Tom.
Thanks.
This cake is seriously good.
It is, isn't it? I'll tell Emma.
Emma made it. Lucky old Ed.
It's a recipe she and Linda want to include in the cookbook.
Well, they can put me down for a copy.
She thought you might just as well try it out for my birthday.
Well, I'm happy to be a guinea pig.
Oh, Tom, look at you.
What?
You've got a blob of jam on your cheek.
Where?
Here, let me... I've got a tissue in here. What's he like, eh? I bet he was a mucky pup as a baby.
Do you know, I think he was.
Thanks, Gran.
Oh, it was very good of you, Kirsty, to drive all the way from Borchester in your lunch hour just to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it.
She's a star, Gran, isn't she?
She is. And thank you for my lovely scarf.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you too. You remind me.
Yeah?
You're just like me when I was getting to know your granddad. My first Jack.
Oh, yeah.
We were happy against all the odds. It's a lovely time. You make the most of it.
Go on.
That's it.
Hello. Oh, hi, Brian.
Hi.
You're looking good.
Thanks.
Yeah, another couple for Crowthers.
Ah, Christmas beef.
Yeah.
Right, well, I've got Jenny's order here somewhere.
No need. I got her email this morning about half a dozen times.
Oh, did you? No, she wasn't sure. Anyway, you should do well out of it this year, all being well.
Hope so.
You're very cheery this morning.
Am I? Well, let's just say it's always a pleasure to rub Martin Gibson's nose in it.
And more celebrations to come.
What?
It's Brian's birthday next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, what's Jennifer got planned, then?
Well, that is the $64,000 question.
And?
Well, all I know is that Jenny's made me leave a big space in my diary.
Very mysterious.
Indeed. I'm in no great hurry for Wednesday to come round, though.
We've got a bit of celebration of our own coming up, haven't we, David?
What? Yeah.
Oh?
Our silver wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And how will you be celebrating, David?
Sure we'll think of something.
What, you've not got anything planned?
Well, you know, it's quite a while yet.
Not that far off.
Well, you know what it's like this time of year.
Really?
Well, I'd tell you what, I better get these back up to Badger's Bank. I'll see you, Brian.
David, will you pick up the kids or... David? That'll be me, then.
Well, he's a busy man.
So it seems.
I must say, you seem very sanguine about the silver wedding thing.
Sanguine?
God, Jenny'd kill me if I didn't make a fuss of her on such a momentous occasion.
Yeah, you might think 25 years was a bit of a landmark, but David obviously isn't that fussed.
What time will we eat?
It's 6:30, okay? I've got rehearsals at 7:30.
Suits me.
I keep thinking about Peggy and Jack.
Yeah?
What she was saying. How he doesn't really recognise her anymore.
I know. She goes to all that trouble and he doesn't even know she's there.
Well, do you think maybe somewhere deep down he does?
Maybe.
I hope so.
That's why she keeps visiting, I'm sure. Have you been upset?
No, not... It just makes you think a bit, that's all. You know, about making the most of things.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm going to ignore Rob the Creep and really enjoy doing this play.
Yeah?
And I've been looking through the script. From the way it's written, Linda will probably carry on rehearsing the women and the men separately.
You reckon?
Well, it makes sense with such a big cast. And with any luck, it'll mean any time with two time in Titchener will be minimal.
Lillian's going to settle the bill on her way back from the ladies.
I have enjoyed it. A proper afternoon tea.
It's all down to Lillian. She wanted to make it extra special.
It's always special when I can spend some time with both my daughters together.
Oh, I know. We really should do it more often.
You both lead such busy lives.
Brian and I are taking Rory out tomorrow for his birthday.
Oh, remind me to give you my card when you drop me at home.
Oh, yes, yes, I will, thanks.
Oh, it was lovely to see Tom and Kirsty.
Oh, good.
I'm very glad they're back together. They're so well suited.
Yes, and she's a lovely girl.
It makes you think about Helen, doesn't it?
Oh, well...
I do hope she'll find someone eventually.
Oh, she's got plenty of time.
I should so like to see her make her little family complete.
I need a maid to act as spy and send her to his lair to pry.
Kirsty, can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
Can you move more downstage centre on that line, please? You can't move too much to the left or you'll be masking the minstrel.
Oh, OK.
He'll be sitting on a log, downstage left, playing his guitar.
Oh, sorry.
I can't believe she's learned all these lines already. Hey, Linda.
Well, I got Anya to help me at work.
Yes, very good. Now, from the sheriff...
OK. The sheriff and his men will meet. His plans perforce he will secrete. I need a maid to act as spy and send her to his lair.
Kirsty, Kirsty.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I keep forgetting, Linda.
Linda, what if I put a chair in that spot for now?
Oh, yes, good idea. Oh, Ruth.
Sorry I'm late, Linda.
It's all right.
Sorry, everyone.
Oh, don't worry. Tom's been reading in for you.
Yeah, I've been practising my best falsetto.
It's a good thing I got here. I'd be out of a job.
Sorry, Linda. Ruth, what time are you finishing?
Linda?
Well, 10 o'clock, all being well.
Dad said he was coming down to the Bull if you're off for a swift pint.
Oh, I'm going back to Brookfield, I'm afraid. Josh and I have some stuff to do.
Oh, that's nice. You helping him with his homework?
Well, not quite.
They've got entry forms to fill in for the Prime Stock Show.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the Prime Stock Show. See you all later and break a leg.
Bye.
Shall I get that chair then, Linda?
Oh, you may as well all take a 10-minute break.
Well, I've only just arrived.
Even so, we seem to have reached a natural hiatus.
Oh, okay.
And I want to see how Hayley and the children's chorus are doing.
Oh, what's the latest on Friar Tuck? Has Robert said yes yet?
Oh, well, not exactly, but I have set aside some time tomorrow to tweak the script. I'm sure if I just cut one or two lines, he'll change his mind.
Good. Right, is the urn on?
Of course.
Would you like some tea, then?
How kind. Yes, please. No sugar.
Ah, great.
It's going all right, isn't it?
It is. Thank you, Ruth.
No problem.
Coffee break, everyone!
Now, I may as well give you this, Kirsty.
Oh, what is it?
It's a song I'd like you to prepare for rehearsals next week. It's to a beautiful folk tune called Blow Away the Morning Dew.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Well, if you could learn the lyrics before going over the tune with Patrick, it will be most helpful.
Yeah, will do.
I didn't know you had a song.
Neither did I. Oh, thanks for staying and reading in for Ruth.
I would have stayed anyway. I'd much rather be here with you.
Oh.
Let's have a look then.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, it's a duet. A love song. Me and Rob.
Let's see.
I'm going to have to sing it and look longingly into his eyes. Oh, no, Tom. What am I going to do?
Just these mints, please, Linda.
Certainly. That's a pound, please, Shula. Don't often see you in here at this time of the morning.
Oh, I'm taking the day off to pick Daniel up. He's flying home from New York.
Is he? How exciting. Has he had a good time?
By all accounts, yes, he has.
Oh, travel's a wonderful thing for the young.
It is, isn't it?
Broadens both mind and spirit. He'll come back quite grown up.
Yes, well, perhaps.
And what else would he do in his gap year? More globe-trotting?
We haven't spoken about that yet. He says he's looking forward to getting on with things. He had hopes for an internship.
Oh, not easy to come by. He wants to be a lawyer, doesn't he?
Yes, like his father and grandfather.
And how nice that he wants to keep up a family tradition. You should speak to Usha.
Perhaps.
And if he wants any general work experience, Caroline might find him something at Grey Gables.
Good idea. She's looking forward to the interviews next week, I think.
Oh, yes, it's all full steam ahead. She appointed a new health club manager yesterday to start when Kathy leaves.
And Kathy's applying for the post of deputy.
Indeed she is, and I like to think it was my encouragement that did the trick. My fingers are crossed for her anyway.
Well, I'd better set off.
Right, well, give my best to Daniel.
Thanks, I will.
Perhaps he might call over one day to see Scruff.
He might.
Do tell him my doors are always open, if he needs a change of scene.
Daryl?
Oh, I was just thinking about taking my copper upstairs.
No, no problem. But just before you do,
have you made a decision yet? A decision?
About whether to apply to the council for a deposit bond.
A what bond?
A deposit bond. To rent a small flat. Or you could opt for a hostel place.
What do you mean, hostel? I don't get it.
Look, you and Shula have talked about your options, haven't you? She said you discussed it on Monday. You must remember. She told you our son was coming home and you both agreed you'd think about where to move on to. And with Daniel arriving today...
What, am I going somewhere now? Today?
Daryl.
Was I meant to pack my stuff?
No, Daryl, calm down. It's all right.
Well, where am I meant to be going?
Daryl, it's fine. You're not going anywhere today.
Yeah, but you just said...
No, look. I'm sorry, I've given you the wrong impression. I didn't mean you're moving out today. But I'd like you to decide today, if possible, which option you want to go for. If you could decide, then I could start making some inquiries, Daryl. When I say hostel, I don't mean the Elms. We wouldn't ask you to go back there, of course. But I'm assuming there are other ones in the area. Daryl?
What?
Okay. Look, this has all probably been too much to take in and you probably hate the idea of a hostel place wherever it is. I'll tell you what. Perhaps the best thing is for me to help you look into the private rented option. What do you say, Daryl?
What?
What do you think?
Well,
shall I do that?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you say, Chief. Yeah.
Well, that looks successful, though I say it myself.
Yeah.
What do you think, Emma?
Yeah, it smells good.
Mm. As soon as it cools a little, I want you to taste it.
Mm.
Well, very quiet today. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Nick called in the shop this morning with Poppy.
Oh, yeah?
On their way to see Alan.
Oh, Poppy's christening.
Yes, so she said. Will it pose any problems for you?
Like what?
Well, they can be very expensive occasions. Presents, new clothes. Oh, and I don't mean to pry.
No, it's okay. No, I knew as soon as she got pregnant she'd be having the baby christened.
Of course.
So I've been putting a little bit to one side every week for ages.
Oh, well, that's very sensible, Emma. Well done, you.
Oh, I can't wait to find out when the date is. I can buy Kira something really special to wear.
Oh.
Then if it's near Christmas, a dress can do for both.
What is the matter, Emma? You can tell me.
Oh, Zed again.
Oh, dear.
Some woman came along the footpath with her dog off its lead. Mm. And when he asked her to put it back on, she gave him a right mouthful.
How rude. Mm. Sheer ignorance of some people astonishes me.
Of course, he comes home all fed up and snaps at me and the kids.
Yes, well, it's a terrible worry for him. And very frustrating for you to be on the receiving end of his grumpiness.
Yeah. I can't do anything right these days.
Mm. We all know what it's like, Emma. It can be very difficult if he's finding fault all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel very disloyal just saying it.
No, no, no. We all need to confide sometimes. And Ed is a hard-working young man.
Yeah, I know he is.
Have you talked to him about it?
No, not really.
Well, maybe when things have settled on the farm.
Yeah, I'll try then.
Now, I want you to try this.
That's Peggy's crumble tray bake.
Yes.
But we've already done that one.
Yes.
We've trialled it and have written that the recipe is here, look.
Just try it again, would you please, Emma? Humour me.
Okay.
Careful, it's still hot.
Tastes different.
Different how, though? Better or worse? What do you think?
Daniel! Over here!
Mum! Hey!
Hello, darling!
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello! And happy birthday!
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I never thought I'd be saying that in person. Not this year.
What's this?
What does it look like? A trolley, of course, for your rucksack.
I've carried it all over the States, Mum. I think I can manage as far as the car park.
All right. Did you have a good flight?
Yeah, no problems. I slept a lot of the time.
Oh, good. You do look well. You've grown, I swear.
Mum, how are you? How was the drive down?
Oh, not too bad.
You look tired.
No, I'm fine. Now, I need to find the machine to pay for the car park. Unless, are you hungry?
Oh, no, I've got something on the plane.
Thirsty? We've got plenty of time if you'd rather get something to drink before we set off.
Oh, I'm fine, Mum. Unless you want a coffee.
No, I had one while I was waiting.
Okay. Well, I'll pick up a bottle of water and we can get straight back home if that's okay.
Okay, so just click on there.
Here.
Where it says current account.
All right.
Okay. Now, somewhere on the page, there should be an icon showing a printer. Daryl?
Hmm?
Can you see it?
I'm looking. It'd be quicker if you did it.
No, I'd rather you did it. They're your bank statements.
I'm usually okay on the internet, you know. YouTube, looking at football results and all that, but Ilona always did the internet banking.
Right, well, just concentrate, please.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Sorry.
OK. Yeah, I found it.
Good.
Where's the printer?
Oh, it'll connect to the one in Schuler's office.
OK.
Once we've got them all printed off, I'll give you a folder to put them in and they'll be ready to show the housing officer tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. I've made the appointment for tomorrow afternoon. I've already rejigged my diary, so don't worry, I'll take you.
Thank you.
Oh, and I've rung Lillian too.
Lillian Bellamy, why?
The housing officer wants to see a reference from a previous landlord.
We always paid on time.
Well, that's all to the good.
Never missed a month.
I'm sure Lillian will help you out with a good reference from Amside.
So you think this housing bloke can help me find somewhere then?
Oh, I'm reasonably hopeful, yeah.
It's really kind of you to do all this for me.
No, don't mention it.
No, I mean it. You and Shuley, you've been really good to me.
That's okay. Right, look. Click on that icon there. And it'll bring up the next statement.
OK. Alistair?
Mm-hmm?
Can I ask you a favour?
Oh, what is it?
Look, only if you can.
Try me.
It's OK if you say no, I won't mind.
Look, if I can help, I will.
Well, this housing bloke, yeah?
Yeah, what about him?
Can you come into the meeting with me?
Well, I can ask.
It's just, you know, like, in case I can't pick up on what he's on about and that.
No. Don't worry about that for the moment. Let's just concentrate on this.
OK. Oh, that's another one.
Great.
Well, I've got another quarter of an hour and then I'd better go and pick the kids up.
Oh, well, I'll take over from you at the laptop in that case.
OK.
Thank you. Did I tell you Robert has finally agreed to play Friar Tuck?
No, has he?
Well, he couldn't say no once I delegated the lighting desk to Fallon. Although he's drawn the line at singing a solo.
Oh, has he?
I shall just have to work round it. He was completely adamant. He can be quite forceful when the occasion demands. Oh, well, one can't have everything.
I like this design,
mm.
But I'm not sure about
The Ambridge Epicure.
Oh?
No, the title should be simple, like St. Stephen's Cookbook, or Friends of St. Stephen's Cookbook. St. Stephen's Country Cookbook.
What about Ambridge Country Cuisine?
It's still too fancy.
If you say so.
Linda, what are you doing? I told you I've already typed in Peggy's recipe.
Yes, you did.
Hang on. Red berries? She used raspberry jam.
But you said yourself my version was an improvement.
You can't go altering people's recipes.
I'm not altering, Emma. I'm simply editing. After all, it's only what any self-respecting book publisher would do.
And they really take their writing seriously in the States.
More so than here?
Oh, yeah. 3 hours a day wasn't enough for a lot of the kids.
Gosh, really?
The cross-country trail rides. That's what they call hacks.
Yeah.
Completely different terrain from around here. Stone walls, river rides. I was really proud of this one kid I taught, Cale.
Mm-hmm.
He started camp a real beginner, but well, by the end he was jumping Cavaletti poles.
Oh, well done.
Well, we did some bareback riding.
How?
Did a couple of full days out with hot dogs for lunch, cooked on an open fire.
Oh, you sound like you had a wonderful time.
Oh, it was amazing.
I'm so glad. Listen.
Yeah?
When we get home, the thing is, we've got someone staying with us at the moment.
Oh.
Yes.
It's Daryl, isn't it? Is he still there?
How did you know?
Jamie DM'd me ages ago. He didn't want me to put my foot in it with Rosa.
Oh, you never said anything.
I didn't know if he'd still be there by the time I got home.
No, of course.
Anyway, it's cool. Maybe he and I'll have something in common. Rosa once said he did a lot of travelling too when he was young. But don't worry about me, Mum.
That is a relief.
Well, I mean, it's not like it'll be forever, is it?
I wanted some chocolate ice cream for Daniel's birthday supper tonight, so I called in the shop. And wouldn't you know it, I'd sold the last carton myself yesterday.
Well, Mum's got some in the dairy.
I was hoping you'd say that.
She's just taken Henry indoors for a snack.
I'll go and find her then.
All right, see you later. Oh, give my love to Dan.
I will.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Art. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
You didn't get back to me about tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I might have a quiet night in front of the telly.
Ah, Helen, it's my only Friday night off now until Christmas.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, come out with me. Well, you know, we'll just get something to eat and chill out.
It's just a big faff, getting ready, getting Mum to babysit. She and Dad might already have plans.
Ah, ask her. Come on, Adam's already made plans. I mean, you're not going to make me stay in, are you? On my night off. On my own.
Just a second, Daryl.
Hmm?
How did you get on?
Well, it wasn't a bloke. It was a woman called Daisy. She was really nice.
Oh, good.
And she let Alistair come in and he made these notes.
Oh, can I see?
Yeah, it was in case I couldn't, you know, take in what she said.
Yes. So, the housing officer...
Daisy.
She'll check if there's a vacancy with a landlord who already lets properties through the council scheme.
For a one-bed flat.
And if not... You'll look for something suitable yourself.
Yeah. Alistair said you'd both help with that.
Yeah, of course we will.
Thanks.
And then we approach the landlord and ask if he or she will accept the bond rather than a cash deposit.
Yeah, that's it.
Daryl, are you okay with all this?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice to have my own place.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello, Daryl.
Hiya. Well, I'll just... a bit tired.
All right. And well done.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, what have you got planned for my birthday dinner?
Brookfield roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, you genius.
And I think your gran's got a surprise for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Daniel?
Mum?
What?
Couldn't you call me Dan? Everyone else does.
All right then, if you want.
Yeah. Please. What is it you were saying?
Would it be all right with you if I invited Daryl to join us?
Yeah, why not?
You sure?
Yeah, it's cool. The more the merrier.
Don't hold back. You order whatever you like. It's my treat.
And do you think I deserve a treat?
Well, why not?
Well, I can think of reasons. One reason.
And what's that?
Ian, is this why we're here tonight?
Adam told me.
Yeah, I thought he would.
He said you'd been seeing Rob.
And that Rob had dumped me.
Yeah, he told me how upset you were last week after the meal in the Bull, when he put his foot in it by inviting Rob and...
Well, might as well say it. His wife.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you doing?
Okay. Surviving.
I mean, when did you find out he was married?
I knew from the start.
All right, what, so did he tell you the marriage was over?
She'd messed him about. He came back to England for her, but she wouldn't even visit him in Ambridge for a weekend.
Right.
We were just friends at first. But one weekend they had a huge row and she accused him of wanting to tie her down.
All right, I see.
He told me he tried his best, but it wasn't working.
What, did he tell you he'd left her?
No.
But, well, that's the impression you got?
Well, he talked about calling it a day, but... He was in such a state, I didn't really think about it. Just wanted to make him feel better, so I gave him a hug, and then suddenly we were...
Yeah.
That was 4 months ago.
And you'd been seeing each other since then?
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing, Ian. I've never felt anything like how I've been feeling.
Yeah, presumably he felt the same.
He said so. But then he came back after his father-in-law died and said he wanted to make a go of it with her. Just like that.
Wow. That's a bit brutal.
Ian, really hurts.
I know.
So someone's ripped out my insides. I wake up thinking about him and he's the last thought in my head at night.
Oh, come here, Helen.
And I don't care what he did to me. If he came back tomorrow and told me he loved me and wanted to be with me, I'd say yes.
Anyway, Daniel. Dan, whatever you've been doing, it's clearly been good for you. Look at those muscles.
Oh, there was a gym. I've done quite a lot of working out. Plus, well, just being outside all the time, working with the horses.
How lovely.
And not to mention lugging a rucksack all over the States.
You've really made the most of it. I'm proud of you.
No, that's what I said. Oh, I'd better put Daryl's food to keep hot. And Alistair's.
Give him another minute. He's probably on his way.
How long's Dad going to be?
Well, it's hard for him to tell, but he said he should get back before we finish.
Good.
As for Daryl... Daryl! Dinner's on the table! Oh, for goodness sake, start, both of you, before it all goes cold.
Oh, home cooking. Oh, I've so missed this. Thanks for my birthday cake, Gran.
We'll have it for pudding.
I hope you don't think you're too grown up these days.
Who is ever too grown up for cake?
All right.
Oh, come and sit down, Daryl.
Oh, it looks really nice.
Tuck in, everyone.
Hey, must be nice for you to be home, Dan.
Yeah. Jet lag's not much fun, though.
You're young. You'll cope.
So, Rosa told me you've done some travelling in your time, Daryl.
Rosa?
She said that's how you met your wife.
Lona...
Dan, tell your gran about the stables in America.
Yes, it sounds like a real home from home.
Daryl.
Are you OK?
I'm sorry, I'm... I'll be back in a minute. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'd better make sure he's all right.
Should we sit down? It's probably better if you leave him be.
Yes, perhaps.
So, Dan, tell me more about the youngsters you've been working with.
I'm not hungry, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, leave it. Do you want me to order you something else?
Oh, I can't. Sorry I'm such bad company.
Oh, don't be daft.
I keep wondering if it's something I did.
Something you did?
He said it was because he got close to her again after her father died.
Well, then that's probably what it was.
But was I too impulsive? Too intense? Maybe if I'd been less...
Well, less what? No, less you, Helen. I mean, what are you saying?
I don't know.
Look, when you fall in love, you fall in love with the whole person. I mean, that's how I feel about Adam.
Yeah.
So, come on then. Just put those ideas out of your head. If he can't love you for who you are, then you need to find somebody who will.
No. I don't want anyone else. I want him. I want to feel his arms around me.
Oh, Helen, don't torture yourself.
Now there's a black hole in my life where he should be.
Look, I know that's how it feels at the moment.
But I can't see past it, Ian.
But how do you mean?
Because I pictured us living together, Henry and me, waiting for him to get back from work. Curling up together on the sofa in front of the TV. I didn't want anything special. Just an ordinary life with someone I love and who loves me.
I understand. Look, I do, but... Look, in time, those pictures will make way for new ones. I promise you.
No, they won't. Oh, I don't know what I want.
Look, Helen, you're grieving. I mean, you don't think I understand, but I do.
But you have Adam. I can't have the future I want. But I can't go back to being how I was either. I don't want to. It's like... I don't know who I am.
Oh, that was delicious, Mum. And the birthday cake, Gran.
My pleasure. Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, to die for, totally.
Hope that's a good thing.
Would you like another slice?
No, thanks. I couldn't. Oh, I'm so stuffed.
Mum?
Not for me, thank you.
I'll load the dishwasher.
No, you'll do no such thing. I'll see to it.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll take my coffee upstairs, if that's okay, Mum.
Yes, of course, darling.
I've got some stuff to do, and I might get an early night. My body clock's still all over the place.
Of course.
Night, Gran.
Good night, love.
I'll see you soon for some more of your bacon.
Whenever you like.
Oh, Mum. Poor Darryl.
Oh, for goodness sake, Shula. Pull yourself together.
Mum.
You have to get that man out of here. What on earth are you thinking?
I'm trying. Alistair took him to see the housing officer just this afternoon. He's getting a flat.
And how long do you expect that to take? It could be weeks.
It might not be.
Take my advice and get him out of here now, tomorrow.
And where do you suggest I send him?
Well, there's Eddie for a start. Aren't they friends?
Oh, I can't expect the Grundys to put Darryl up. Keeper's cottage is tiny. And they've been through the mill enough recently as it is.
Well, Neil then.
No, he and Susan have Ed and Emma and the children staying. I know how difficult living with Darryl is. I can't possibly foist him onto somewhere with small children.
Well, where he stays isn't your responsibility. Just ask him to leave.
No, I'm sorry, I won't do that to him.
You're putting him before your own son.
Oh, Dan isn't a child anymore.
This is still his home.
Yes, all right, it might be unpleasant for him for a little while longer. But it sounds like Alistair made real headway today. So please don't worry, Mum. We know what we're doing, and it'll all be sorted out very soon.
I think I'll have an espresso.
Ugh, not for me, Ian. I can't sleep as it is.
Oh, Helen.
I feel like such an idiot.
Of course you're not.
Yes, I am. I felt as if Rob and I had a real connection. So I let him in. And now...
He didn't deserve your trust.
He turned my whole life upside down and then left. I felt safe, but he's taken that away with him too.
Okay, look, let's not even think about him. Let's concentrate on you.
He had no right to treat me like that.
No, he didn't. So the best thing for you is to push him out of your head. Forget about him.
I want him to know how I'm feeling.
It wouldn't help.
It would help me.
How?
But he might realise. Come back.
You know that's not going to happen.
No. I'm kidding myself. Like I have been all along.
All right, stop putting yourself down. You fell in love with someone who didn't deserve you.
So, what if I tell Jess exactly who it is she's married to?
What?
Then he'd understand what I'm going through.
You're not serious, Helen.
But what if I did tell her? Isn't it what he deserves? I mean, isn't it what he deserves?